Christian Well, an associate professor of anthropology at USF, moderated the discussions. Well says that in order for the electric vehicle to be successful, scientists need to analyze societal norms and perceptions.
Social scientists are uniquely trained to go and study people's values and their worldview and determine the extent to which different kinds of communities will be early adopters or mainstream adopters or be interested in alternative energy at all.
The electric vehicle market is becoming a viable option alongside traditional gas-burning vehicles because some consumers are choosing the new technology. Richard Nimble, owner of Suncoast Electric Vehicles of St. Petersburg, says without the pioneering attitude of those consumers, electric car advancements would not be occurring as quickly.
The more early adopters there are, then obviously that's the impetus to improve battery technology.
The success of batteries to store power could determine whether the electric car has a future. Detractors of switching from fossil fuels to battery power see it as substituting one scarce commodity for another. Carolyn Ammon, Vice President for Trade and Energy at the International Advisory Services Group, says that the electric vehicle batteries enable Americans to redefine manufacturing techniques.
The battery, which is the largest component, you could have more of a cradle-to-cradle approach because it's recyclable, because you can reuse it for utilities to store energy. So there is much more of a sustainability aspect to EVs as opposed to conventional vehicles.
In order for the electric vehicle to enter the day-to-day lives of Americans, there needs to be a perfect storm of cooperation between government, manufacturing, and consumers. Ammon says this convergence is taking place now.
What this movie really showed is that now all three actors are fully on board.
Although electric vehicles contribute to a cleaner environment, they represent only a piece of the total puzzle. Phil Compton from the Sierra Club Florida Regional Office highlighted the need for a holistic approach.
Here in Tampa Bay, though, it's a little different. About half of our air pollution comes from all of us driving our cars and trucks. We don't have a choice but to drive a car and truck, although ridership with HART and PSTA is going up as people use the buses that we do have. But we don't have light rail. We don't have rapid bus transit yet. That's coming soon. EVs won't do a thing to reduce traffic congestion, but they will make the air a lot cleaner.
You can learn more about the documentary at revengeoftheelectriccar.com. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.